Nolte, Miracle State of the Union Address Rids America of COVID and Fauci. By John Nolte on March 3, 2022. His fraudulency Joe Biden's State of the Union Address might have been a political and rhetorical failure. Still, holy moly, like a miracle. That same address has rid America of both the coronavirus and that fascist little gnome Anthony Fauci. Why? Just the thought of Joe Biden slurring teleprompter words for 2 hours was intimidating enough for the China flu to quickly retreat. How else to explain the breathtaking coincidence of the end of mask mandates and other restrictions in the days, and in some cases, hours, before the big speech? The cynical among you might believe Democrats ignored the precious science and ended the mandates for purely political purposes. But rest assured, it was the science that guided these policies. The political coincidence was purely that. Seriously, you all. Stop thinking and trust your government. The White House announced their mask mandate in the building would be lifted on Tuesday, the same day as President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. Stop thinking and trust your government, people. The House of Representatives dropped its mask requirement, which has been in place since last July, according to a policy update sent out Sunday, 2 days before President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. Stop thinking and trust your government, people. The indoor use of face masks is no longer required, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, said Friday, just before President Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday. Stop thinking and trust your government, people. And, apparently, the science also required the absence of the fascist gnome Fauci around the State of the Union. According to the internets, Dr. Doom didn't make a media appearance for about 2 weeks leading up to the State of the Union. Certainly, I might have missed an appearance somewhere, but there's no question that in the lead-up to Tuesday's speech, Fauci was nowhere near as omnipresent as he's been for the last 2 years. But I'm sure it's just a coincidence that the White House deep-sixed Dr. Doom in the lead-up to Tuesday night. I'm sure there's a science, a reason for this. Stop thinking and trust your government, people. Those of us capable of thinking for ourselves knew pretty quickly that lockdowns, social distancing, and masking were ineffective. The data became painfully obvious as soon as we had it from non-mandate states like South Dakota, Florida, and Texas. But the theater marched on, and the virtue signaling gulls played right along. Well, Stoops, riddle me this. If you're all about the science, how do you explain the political convenience of the end of COVID in the days and hours leading up to the State of the Union? How do you explain your fascist little god Fauci being disappeared in the days and hours leading up to the State of the Union? Don't you get it? You've been rooked, conned, hustled, used. And Biden, Pelosi, the CDC, and Fauci are no longer even bothering to hide it. Can't you just see them all in the Situation Room laughing at you? Watch, we're gonna claim the China flu ended the weekend before the old fart takes the stage, and our minions are gonna remain minions. Oh, how they laughed and laughed and laughed, at you. Dummies. P.S. If Fauci had COVID I take it all back, but that information should not have been hidden from us. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.